So you're joining. Do you know about how many other musicians are going to be participating?
Well, there's four of us from New York now, and there's, I think, a local drummer joining us.
Austin Hayes, who grew up here and started drumming with the festival when he was about 12, I think. Kim Kleinschmidt had drummed with us before that. And Austin has recently graduated from Cornish School of the Arts and moved south. But this has this whole festival, this whole 2 weeks, is extremely important to him. So he always makes sure that he has at least the weekend of performance free to come and participate. So he'll be joining as well. And other local musicians that will be joining in are Dale Curtis, Lynn Caldwell, Dave Kiefer, Rob Holston, and anyone else that Paul, who has been here for about 10 years, has been coming in for about 10 years, can drum in, because he really has made a great connection with a lot of our local musicians. Plus, there's about 20 vocalists who'll be performing.
Mm-hmm. So could you tell me a little bit about your background in music?
Sure. And that was the voice of Elizabeth Nelson, by the way.
Yes.
From First City Theater. My background, well, I started playing piano when I was 5, so 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She kept a straight face for that. I went to college for music. I grew up in Illinois. I started my college days at University of Illinois as a classical major, but that isn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted to get close to New York, and I was very interested in jazz, learning more about that, and New York is kind of the jazz capital. So I moved out to that area in my sophomore year, and I finished up at a school in New Jersey called William Patterson, which has a very high-profile jazz program. And then after school, I just started doing gigs. You know, it was just, whatever I could do to avoid getting a real job. That's what I've been doing ever since, just freelancing around New York and with some opportunities to travel, like to Alaska and Japan. And I played all the Canadian jazz festivals last summer, and I've been to Europe many times. But a lot of it's just stuff around New York. A lot of it's freelancing. It's not always jazz. A lot of it is actually working with singers, which is what we're doing these 2 weeks. You know, especially as a pianist, you get roped into working with singers because they like that. and I sing also, so I have an empathy, a certain skill set for working with singers now. Mm-hmm. So
is there anything you're most looking forward to this weekend in the festival?
Well, I think just the actual performing. You know, there's a lot of rehearsing and prepping, which is, you know, frankly, more for the benefit of most of these performers. This is the kind of thing I kind of just do sometimes with the singer, you know, after a 5-minute talk, you know, or a little exchange online about what we're going to do and what key, and then we go, you know, wing it, as they say. Not to say that there's not things I rehearse for back at home, but this is a lot of prepping, you know, and most of these vocalists that have signed up for this festival are actually just singing one song. But the reason why there's so much prep is because a lot of these people, and this is good for, you know, any interested listeners to know, a lot of people have never performed in public before. They've never sang, you know, or whatever they're doing. And some of them have. Some of them are veterans, I think, of Elizabeth's productions over at First City Theater. So they're natural theater people. You know, they're flamboyant. They like to get on the mic. They like to express themselves. But, you know, I've talked to several people that are involved this week, over these 2 weeks, I should say, you know, who haven't ever sang in public before, and they're getting their feet wet, and I think they'll love it, you know, because it's therapeutic for people to be involved in the arts. It's great for the community, it's fun, you know. So the fun part for me is actually the performing. The prep is like, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. you got to do that, but it'll be more fun when we get on stage and, you know, let loose. Yeah.
So are you going to be playing a lot of pieces that you were already familiar with, or are you learning some new stuff?
I'd say about half and half. That's one of the fun things about my job, is I'm always getting exposed to new music. You know, I'll probably be doing this until I drop, and I hope I live to a ripe old age. But, you know, I'm always getting exposed to new songs. I mean, there's no way. Some of the younger people, a couple of young ladies that are actually still in elementary school, or at least one, right?
No, I think she's they're middle school and up.
Middle school, okay.
Yeah.
They seemed young to me. But they're bringing in, you know, they brought in more current stuff like pop stuff, alternative rock, things. There's someone that just brought in something from the Disney musical Frozen. And then there's songs that go all the way back to the 20s, you know, old jazz songs and standards. There's a guy singing a Sinatra song. There's more like... there's stuff from like Wicked, you know, from Broadway. So, but I'm getting exposed to some new material, you know, and some stuff I like. And then there's things I'm very familiar with as well. And that's actually good for the audience too. There'll be a very eclectic mix, and there'll be a good mix of the familiar and the new, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's not as much pop this year as there's been in the last few years. Really, it's only, I think, two numbers over the entire run of it that is sort of the alternative rock kind of really young people's more sound.
Right.
And not as much Broadway this year as there's been in the past. There's a lot of standards, and there's a lot of sort of maybe lesser known standards, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's always a really broad range, and it's always, as you said, an interesting mix of people who have performed a lot and then people who it's just something they've wanted to do, and so they're taking that stab at it. And out of the 16 years we've done this program, this is one of the stronger years vocally we've had. I'm really, everybody who's singing is quite competent, and some are really quite marvelous.
Right, and it's not about getting up there and saying, well, you know, wow, she's like the next Streisand or the next Sinatra. I mean, it's just about people expressing themselves and having fun, and, you know, and nurturing some talent that they may have been suppressing their whole lives, that, you know, but they're like finally letting it come to light.
And this particular event, there's nobody in it who's looking to be exactly the next Streisand or the next anybody.
Well, maybe they are, but they're keeping it to themselves.
Yeah, we're having fun, and we're doing it because we really love this. We love singing. We love music. We love living on this rock in the middle of, you know, the Pacific too. So it's,
is that where we are?
Yeah, it's really not an idea of how this is going to be the next stepping stone to fame. And there's something to me that is really refreshing in that, in being able to just play for the love of it, not for the idea of somebody's going to be there to.
Right, it takes a lot of the pressure off, and brings you back to why people normally get involved in the arts in the first place, just because it's fun, and it's a mode of self-expression, it's a way of communicating, you know, with your peers. And
it's good for your brain.
It's good for your music. Music's very
good
for your brain, yes,
yeah,
that's true.
So we've been having a blast, and just to throw in how you can be a part of this, we do have two gala performances. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. The doors open at 7. The event starts at 7:30. There are tickets available for both of those. The other thing that we've been doing this last for these 2 weeks, both Ann Phillips and Matt have been visiting local elementary schools. So they each go to two schools, and they're teaching the kids some really just great American songbook standards.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And each school will have their own performance this Friday, but all of the kids have the opportunity to come together Sunday and make one great big youth jazz choir.
A super choir.
And that is performed at 2:30, also at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. It's really a family show. We'll have some of the younger performers performing that day as well. It's not a long performance. It's an hour of just hearing some jazz and watching kids learn about music and also get that opportunity to perform, and what that complete high that is to just be on stage and sing your heart out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Well, Matt, do you have anything else to add about your experience so far or what you're looking forward to?
You guys need a little more sun. But other than that, I think I'm having a good time.
They didn't warn you about the rain?
They did.
Okay.
That's why I'm wearing this.
Uh-huh.
It's warmer, though, than where you live.
Oh, yes. I told all my friends in the New York area, I said, you know, I'm going to go up to Alaska to get warm.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be true.
Ironic.
Yes, it is ironic.
All right. Great. Matt King and Elizabeth Nelson. They are going to be at the Jazz Cabaret this weekend. Matt King is going to be playing piano and doing some singing.
I may sing a little bit. Yeah.
All right.
We'll see.
We'll look forward to it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up. All right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.